page 379. My lord the king, said Sir Mador, I require you, as you be a righteous king, give me a day that I may have justice. Well, said the king, I give the day this day 15 days, that thou be ready, armed, on horseback, in the meadow, beside Winchester. End note 1. And if it so fall that there be any knight to encounter with you, there mayest thou do the best, and God speed the right. And if it so fall that there be no knight at that day, then must my queen be burnt, and there shall she be ready to have her judgment. I am answered, said Sir Mador. And every knight went where it liked them. So when the king and the queen were together, the king asked the queen how this case befell. The queen answered, So God me help, I wot not how nor in what manner. Where is Sir Lancelot, said King Arthur, and he were here, he would not grudge to do battle for you. Sir, said the queen, I wot not where he is, but his brother and his kinsmen deem that he be not within this realm. That me repenteth, said King Arthur, for, and he were here, he would soon stint this strife. Then I will counsel you, said the king, and unto Sir Bors, that ye will do battle for her, for Sir Lancelot's sake. End note 2. And upon my life, he will not refuse you. For well I see, said the king, that none of these 24 knights that were with you at your dinner, where Sir Patrice was slain, that will do battle for you, nor none of them will say well of you, and that shall be a great slander for you in this court. Alas, said the queen, and I may not do withal, but now I miss Sir Lancelot, for an he were here, he would put me soon to my heart's ease. What aileth you, said the king, ye cannot keep Sir Lancelot upon your side? For wit ye well, said the king, who that hath Sir Lancelot upon his part hath the most man of worship in the world upon his side. Page 380. Now go your way, said the king unto the queen, and require Sir Bors to do battle for you for Sir Lancelot's sake. Chapter 5. How the queen required Sir Bors to fight for her, and how he granted upon condition, and how he warned Sir Lancelot thereof. So the queen departed from the king, and sent for Sir Bors into her chamber. And when he was come, she besought him of succor. Madam, said he, what would ye that I did? For I may not with my worship have ado in this matter, because I was at the same dinner, for dread that any of those knights would have me in suspicion. Also, madam, said Sir Bors, now miss ye Sir Lancelot, for he would not have failed you, neither in right nor in wrong, as ye have well proved when ye have been in danger. And now ye have driven him out of this country, by whom ye and all we were daily worshipped by. Therefore, madam, I marvel how ye dare, for shame, require me to do anything for you, insomuch ye have chased him out of your country, by whom we were borne up and honored. Alas, fair knight, said the queen, I put me wholly in your grace, and all that is done amiss, I will amend as ye will counsel me. And therewith she kneeled down upon both her knees, and besought Sir Bors to have mercy upon her. Other I shall have a shameful death, and thereto I never offended. Right so came King Arthur, and found the queen kneeling before Sir Bors. Then Sir Bors pulled her up, and said, Madam, ye do me great dishonor. Ah, gentle knight, said the king, have mercy upon my queen, courteous knight, for I am now in certain she is untruly defamed. And therefore, courteous knight, said the king, promise her to do battle for her, I require you, for the love of Sir Lancelot. My lord, said Sir Bors, you require me the greatest thing that any man may require me, and wit ye well, if I grant to do battle for the queen, I shall wrath many of my fellowship of the Table Round. Page 381. But as for that, said Sir Bors, I will grant my lord that for my lord Sir Lancelot's sake, and for your sake, I will at that day be the queen's champion, unless that there come by adventure a better knight than I am to do battle for her. Will you promise me this, said the king, by your faith? Yes, sir, said Sir Bors, of that I will not fail you, nor her both, but if there came a better knight than I am, and then he shall have the battle. Then was the king and the queen passing glad, and so departed, and thanked him heartily. So then Sir Bors departed secretly upon a day, and rode unto Sir Lancelot, thereas he was with the hermit, Sir Brastias, and told him of all their adventure. Ah, Jesu, said Sir Lancelot, this has come happily, as I would have it, and therefore I pray you, make you ready to do battle, but look that ye tarry till ye see me come, as long as ye may, for I am sure Mador is an hot knight when he is enchafed, for the more ye suffer him, the hastier will he be to battle. Sir, said Bors, let me deal with him. Doubt ye not, ye shall have all your will. Then departed Sir Bors from him, and came to the court again. Then was it noised in all the court that Sir Bors should do battle for the queen. Wherefore many knights were displeased with him, that he would take upon him to do battle in the queen's quarrel, for there were but few knights in all the court, but they deemed the queen was in the wrong, and that she had done that treason. So Sir Bors answered thus to his fellows of the Table Round, "Wit ye well, my fair lords, it was shame to us all, and we suffered to see the most noble queen of the world to be shamed openly, considering her lord and our lord is the man of most worship in the world, and most christened, and he hath ever worshipped us all in all places." Page 382. Many answered him again, "As for our most noble King Arthur, we love him and honor him as well as ye do, but as for Queen Guinevere, we love her not, because she is a destroyer of good knights." "Fair lords," said Sir Bors, "meseemeth ye say not as ye should say, for never yet in my days knew I never nor heard say that ever she was a destroyer of any good knight, but at all times, as far as ever I could know, she was a maintainer of good knights, and ever she hath been large and free of her goods to all good knights, and the most bounteous lady of her gifts and her good grace that ever I saw or heard speak of. And therefore it were shame," said Sir Bors, "to us all, to our most noble king's wife, and we suffered her to be shamefully slain." "And wit ye well," said Sir Bors, "I will not suffer it, for I dare say so much, the queen is not guilty of Sir Patrice's death, for she owed him never none ill will, nor none of the 24 knights that were at that dinner, for I dare say, for good love, she bade us to dinner, and not for no mal engined, and that, I doubt not, shall be proved hereafter, for howsomever the game goeth, there was treason among us." Then some said to Sir Bors, "We may well believe your words." And so some of them were well pleased, and some were not so. Chapter 6. How at the day Sir Bors made him ready for to fight for the queen, and when he should fight, how another discharged him. The day came on fast until the even that the battle should be. Then the queen sent for Sir Bors and asked him how he was disposed. "Truly, madam," said he, "I am disposed in likewise as I promised you. That is for to say, I shall not fail you unless by adventure there come a better knight than I am to do battle for you. Then, madam, am I discharged of my promise." Page 383. "Will ye," said the queen, "that I tell my lord Arthur thus?" "Do as it shall please you, madam." Then the queen went unto the king and told him the answer of Sir Bors. "Have ye no doubt," said the king of Sir Bors, "for I call him now one of the best knights of the world and the most profitliest man." And thus it passed on until the morn, and the king and the queen and all manner of knights that were there at that time drew them unto the meadow beside Winchester, where the battle should be. And so, when the king was come with the queen and many knights of the round table, then the queen was put there in the constable's ward, and a great fire made about an iron stake, that and Sir Mador de la Porte had the better, she should be burnt. Such custom was used in those days that neither for favor, neither for love, nor affinity, there should be none other but righteous judgment, as well upon a king as upon a knight, and as well upon a queen as upon another poor lady. So in this meanwhile came in Sir Mador de la Porte, and took his oath afore the king that the queen did this treason unto his cousin Sir Patrice, and unto his oath he would prove it with his body, hand for hand, who that would say the contrary. Right so came in Sir Bors de Ganis, and said that as for Queen Guinevere, she is in the right, and that will I make good with my hands, that she is not culpable of this treason that is put upon her. Then make thee ready, said Sir Mador, and we shall prove whether thou be in the right or I. Sir Mador, said Sir Bors, wit thou well, I know you for a good knight. Not for then, I shall not fear you so greatly, but I trust to God I shall be able to withstand your malice. But thus much have I promised my lord Arthur and my lady the queen, that I shall do battle for her in this case to the uttermost, unless that there come a better knight than I am, and discharge me. Page 384. Is that all, said Sir Mador? Either come thou off and do battle with me, or else say nay. Take your horse, said Sir Bors, and, as I suppose, ye shall not tarry long, but ye shall be answered. Then either departed to their tents, and made them ready to horseback, as they thought best. And anon Sir Mador came into the field with his shield on his shoulder, and his spear in his hand, and so rode about the place, crying unto Arthur, bid your champion come forth, and he dare. Then was Sir Bors ashamed, and took his horse, and came to the list's end. And then was he ware where came from a wood there fast by a knight, all armed, upon a white horse, with a strange shield of strange arms, and he came riding all, that he might run. And so he came to Sir Bors, and said thus, fair knight, I pray you, be not displeased, for here must a better knight than ye have this battle. Therefore I pray you withdraw you, for wit ye well I have had this day a right great journey, and this battle ought to be mine, and so I promised you when I spake with you last, and with all my heart I thank you of your good will. Then Sir Bors rode unto King Arthur, and told him how there was a knight come that would have the battle for to fight for the queen. What knight is he? Said the king. I wot not, said Sir Bors, but such covenant he made with me to be here this day. Now, my lord, said Sir Bors, here am I discharged. Chapter 7. How Sir Lancelot fought against Sir Mador for the queen, and how he overcame Sir Mador and discharged the queen.